Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, Orlando. Tired of battling the mighty pollen? We've got your back. Aspire Allergy and Sinus offers lasting allergy relief so you can chuck those temporary fixes and savor that sweet, sweet taste of victory over pollen. With same-day results and tailor-made treatment plans, we've turned the tables on allergies. Aspire patients enjoy relief that lasts for years. Schedule your appointment today at AspireAllergy.com. Turn your daily sneeze-a-thon into a breeze with Aspire Allergy and Sinus. Go to AspireAllergy.com.
Now on Granada, tonight.
Toffee crisp update.
Flight MH370.
There's an asteroid heading for Earth, basically.
The whole Virgin Galactic thing.
The fucking Dobby video.
End of the world.
So, have you heard that they brought a bird back from extinction?
37 million.
37 million? 37 million? 37 million? He's not even in Blink-182, is he? 37 million. That stumped me.
Breaking news, Shakespeare. That's a good writer. Hello, you're listening to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable. I'm leaving this as the intro as well. This is Bob Shoy. Got beef there, got a mouthful of drink at the moment. How's it going, beef?
I'm good. I'm drinking some orange squash.
Lovely. And got Tiss over there. How's it going, Tiss?
I'm really good.
It's the long-awaited return of Weird News.
Oh, have we actually started?
Weird News.
I know, when was the last time we did a Weird News?
We did one last year, where we was like just testing our Skype setup before we ironed out the wrinkles of it. But before that, it was like we had like a Boxing Day Weird News that we put out. Boxing Day before last.
Amazing.
Jeez.
That was the last like proper Weird News.
What is it about Weird News that everyone likes? Not everyone.
It is the
but...
most... I will say this, for the new, because we picked up a lot of new listeners since we returned and since we've been on Spotify and some other new services, they might not be familiar with Weird News.
No.
Weird News is our most controversial type of episode. For some people, it's their favourite. For some people, it's chaff that they skip. But it's not like the others. We just look at some stories from the news that people have sent us that are weird.
Yeah.
Yep.
Totally. It gives us an episode off of research.
Yeah. Although I've been researching my next episode, and it's a goodie.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a biggie.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
So if you don't like this episode, don't worry. Tiss has got a goodie for you next time.
I might put it into two parts.
It should be good.
It's like a two-part.
You asked when the last weird news we did was.
Yeah.
It was when we talked about the guy who said that his wife had been turned into a Toffee Crisp.
Yeah. Toffee Crisp, man.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys saw, we got an update on that a little while ago.
Really?
So I want to give the Toffee Crisp update.
Go for it.
This was tweeted to me by Sean Torrance, friend of the pod. He's been on a few times.
Yo, yep. Sean.
Woo. All right, Sean.
He tweeted a little while back, the Toffee Crisp alien guy is probably going down for the murder of his wife.
Whoa.
Turns out aliens didn't turn his wife into a Toffee Crisp. He wanted her life insurance money, so killed her.
Whoa.
Fucking hell. That is a terrible, terrible story to try and get. Oh, Jesus.
What? He must have a screw loose to think, I know how I can get away with the murder. I'll say that aliens turned into a Toffee Crisp.
You're watching English Dumbest Criminals.
Do you remember the picture of him holding like the Toffee Crisp? Yeah. Like all crazy. He'd done that knowing he'd actually killed her.
That's
insane.
That's mental.
That's shameless.
That's literally mental.
That is absolutely disgraceful.
It's not even shameless. It's just mental. Like, what kind of mind space are you in?
You've got people taking a picture of you holding a Toffee Crisp in the back of your mind. You killed your wife. This is unbelievable.
I don't know if, like, during the act of doing it or after he'd just done it, he just suddenly hit him, like, what have I done? And it made him sort of lose, like, he made him sort of lose that screw.
People, like, stopping him in the street, like, oh, mate, I'm really sorry about your wife, the Toffee Crisp.
Did he eat the Toffee Crisp? Did anyone eat that Toffee Crisp? That's what I want to know.
I feel like he probably had it cremated.
Buried it. Put it in a coffin.
For evidence, for fingerprints.
Oh, that's terrible. No, his neighbours wouldn't have asked after her. They'll have known he was mental.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Like, he'll be the sort of hand that, like, talks to his hands at a bus stop and stuff.
But the Sun still printed the story, you know? That's good. Good level journalism, right?
I like that we're presuming it was the Sun.
I think it was either the Sun or the Sport. It's probably on the Sports level, to be fair.
I mean, it wasn't in, like, The Independent, was it?
No.
Guardian.
The Telegraph. Front page of The Telegraph.
Oh, my God.
Was it, like, it was probably Daily Sport.
We're joking, but we put it on the front of our episode. That was literally the name of the episode. Toffee Crisp wife.
Is that the last weird news? That was story. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we led that.
Wedged between some boobs in the Daily Sport.
Yeah, Toffee Crisp man. Between a set of Daily Sports.
Well, he's found himself in a sticky situation now. Oh, that is terrible.
So there we go.
Absolutely obscene. Just the cheek of it. That's so cheeky.
That has to be made into, like, a crazy, weird, like, comedy or something.
Yeah. Yeah, with, like, a really sort of not a proper actor in the role of the Toffee Crisp. It'd be like the Alien Autopsy movie of Ant and Dec.
Just really sinister and weird. Oh, God. That's just
James Corden is Toffee Crisp husband.
James Corden.
Well, he's big in America now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's too big for that.
They can keep him.
All that goodwill. We've brought such a big listener base over the last few episodes, and this is just bombing it down to the ground.
Yeah. Welcome to Weird News, guys.
Toffee Crisp Man has just lowered the standards. I can't get over it, almost. I can't actually get over it. I saw the story, but now actually thinking about it, actively thinking about it, I'm just like, that's mental.
So is he in prison now?
I don't know. I didn't go into it. I trust Sean's reporting on that one. I was like, I'm not wasting my time looking into that.
Jeez, that's mental.
No.
Absolutely crazy.
I don't want to dig into that rabbit hole.
That's like, it's like when Ian Huntley murdered those two girls and then was on every news report going, like, cheeky. Yeah. Cheeky little bugger.
Fuck.
Anyway, why don't you throw one into the ring?
I've got one that I might start with, where it is weird news, but it's something I wanted to kind of, it didn't really fit into the dinosaurs episode, but it's kind of off the back of that.
Oh, I think I know what this is going to be.
Oh, go on.
No, go on.
And I just found an article, because I kind of knew... somewhere in the back of my mind, I was like, the Bible does kind of make some, you know, you could read into it somewhere. I remember reading something years ago and being like, well, yeah, you could think that was dinosaurs. So I thought I would just link to that briefly. Is that what you were thinking?
No, I don't think it is, but carry on.
Oh, right. Because didn't you say we had, like, an email or something, or someone commented that we'd omitted that, we hadn't talked too much about, or am I just making this
up? I think we did have an email that said something like we didn't really mention that much.
What is this? Sorry, what part of the dinosaur story did we not mention?
We kind of briefly talked in the dinosaur episode about the lack of dinosaurs in the Bible.
Oh,
we talked about it on another episode as well. I think it's come up a couple of times, but we haven't really properly talked about it.
Okay, then I'll leave that then.
I think the Bible kind of skips dinosaurs, though, right? It's like the beginning and then. Yeah.
We talked about how some people include... That's what we talked about on dinosaurs episodes, about how some people, many of them being Christians, don't believe that dinosaurs ever existed and that Because he said about how Satan put the bones there to trick us and stuff.
Yeah.
Tricky, tricky Satan. Yeah, I remember now.
Sneaky Satan. Yeah, okay. Satan.
We'll leave that one. I'm going to go to this one then. Because I kind of... This was like fresh news, hot off the press today.
Oh.
And I'm just loading it up now, so just hold on to that.
So just vamp a little bit.
Is it the asteroid?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is a bit of a teaser for what's coming up, player.
Spoiler alert.
Tis, are you going to talk about an asteroid at some point?
Something's going to plummet into the show. Bang, soon.
No, it's also current news, so it's...
Oh. Yeah.
Mm. Well, this is... Bobby, you talked on your... Strange Disappearances episode about flight MH370.
Yeah.
Hot off the press today, Wednesday, June 19th, 2019.
Wait, before you carry on, MH370, is that the plane that went missing?
Which one?
Yes.
They were saying they got abducted by aliens and stuff, and there was no trace evidence of it or anything.
Yeah.
There's two, right?
We talked about it twice, actually. We talked about it a little bit on Strange Disappearances and then a little bit on Weird Phone Calls as well.
Where was it headed to? Fiji. They think it was in Fiji.
Wasn't it a Singapore Airlines thing?
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Yeah. I can't actually find where it was. But I saw this...
Did someone say it had, like, someone important on the plane as well? Like, a ambassador to some country or an embassy official...
I don't know about that. I know there was that weird phone call that was saying, like, the aliens abducted it that we listened to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
My recollection of that situation was there was a conspiracy surrounding...
Oh, there's a conspiracy surrounding everything.
The disappearances of those planes and the continued kind of no information about it since, basically.
So this new information that's come out today...
Yeah.
Was to do with the pilot, because I can't remember if we mentioned this or not, but we talked about that maybe the pilot was depressed. Did we look into that?
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that. Maybe it was like a suicide thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's now evidence to suggest that they've looked into the oxygen levels on the plane. They've looked at... And obviously they've on a plane. You've got a meter which constantly feeds back to you, how much oxygen you've got in the cabin, and obviously then if that's too low, then you get the masks. What it doesn't count for though, is if you get a really quite rapid drop in oxygen, it might not release the masks quick enough.
Right.
Or you can override it. Pilots can actually override it. So it says here, depressed pilot reportedly suffocated 238 passengers and flew for hours. So there's evidence here that perhaps his state of depression caused him to suffocate these people and starve them of oxygen.
There's a name for that. I can't remember what it is. Where it's like basically if I'm going down, I'm taking everyone with me.
Mm.
Selfish bastards.
Yeah, that's one word for it. Yeah.
But yeah, the captain of the Malaysia Airlines jet, which disappeared 5 years ago, was reportedly clinically depressed. Fresh details about Zahari Ahmed Shah suggested he killed the 238 passengers by starving them from oxygen. The report by U.S. aviation writer William. Oh man, I can't say that name. By some U.S. aviation writer. Apparently went on to fly for hours then with the bodies in the plane.
What's going through your mind at that point? You've got a tank full of corpses flying through the air.
That's mad.
It is crazy, isn't it? This isn't conclusive, but it's they've got this evidence that there was not enough oxygen in the cabin of the plane.
Okay. Sure.
And it wouldn't have been enough. I mean... Yeah, they're not too sure, but it looks as if it's possible that he could have then flown for hours, essentially knowing that he had a plane full of dead passengers. Crazy.
Horrible.
It is horrible. I thought we'd start with a nice light one.
Yeah.
But I just, it really grabbed me, because I remember talking about that and really enjoying discussing what could have happened to it.
Well, we sort of hypothesized about the depressed pilot sort of theory way back. That was like 2.5 years ago. We did Strange Disappearances, like when it was like fresh, that plane just disappeared. And
yes,
that's when we sort of talked about that side of it, yeah. So it's interesting that sort of come back around.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems that, we kind of suspected it, and people at the time suspected it, but now they've kind of got the evidence to.
I mean, it's more likely than it was abducted by aliens.
Well, let's not rule it out.
No, we can't rule that out, otherwise we'll lose a lot of listeners.
I think he was abducted by aliens. I think he turned his passengers into 238 Toffee Crisps.
Oh my God. It's crazy.
Mental. Someone pick up a lighter one.
Yeah, tell us about the asteroid.
Okay, so there's an asteroid heading for Earth, basically.
Yay!
NASA reveals. What a NASA know. Right, are you with me?
Okay, so this is nice and cheery again. We're all going to die.
I'm joking. NASA Earth Impact Monitoring System has detected an asteroid that has a chance of hitting Earth in October.
Oh, okay.
The space agency calculated a total of 165 impact scenarios for the asteroid.
In October.
They even named the asteroid 2007 FT3.
It's 2019.
I know.
Where's it going?
So...
Is it big enough that we're all fucked if it hits?
Let's find this out. So, I'm not seeing any keywords here. This is too much information.
If they confirm this, just guys, they say this is definitely happening. Like, they reveal tomorrow. Like, yeah, we looked more into it. Actually, it's 99% likely that life on Earth is going to die in October from this asteroid, like the dinosaurs. How would you feel about that? Keeping on a cheery note.
What would you do with the time you've got from now till October?
Quit my job, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not working there till October to die. I don't know. I'm a bit gutted because the holiday I've got booked up's in October.
Yeah, I suppose.
So I guess I'll try and push that forward.
Yeah. Jesus.
I mean, I've still got the beer festival, the Leeds Beer Festival in September. So that'll be, you know, everyone drinking their cares away. That'll be probably a good one.
All the billionaires would just go underground.
Yeah. And I'll just...
It's too long, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, it's a weird time frame. It's not like we're dying tomorrow or we're dying in a million years. It's like we're dying in October. It's weird. It's not quite... I haven't got enough money to live until October.
You haven't got quite enough money to live till then, but you don't want to waste your time
not
earning money.
The things I want to do.
No.
Not having like a fun, like, 6 months
or whatever. And no one would be giving out loans. I mean, if everyone was in on it, do you think everyone...
Maybe everyone's just do what you want.
I mean, that would be chaos. It sounds a bit chaotic.
It would be the purge.
It is like the purge.
Jesus. You'd hope it would be a big festival, but actually what it would be a big free-for-all.
The news would keep telling us, like, we've got our best men on it. We're going to prevent it. But they definitely wouldn't be able to stop it. They're just trying to keep everyone placid.
Yeah, exactly.
Pump acid into the waterways. That's what they do.
What?
Scramble yeah, like the masses.
Like that's... Rachel Ghoul.
Yeah. Well, yeah, something like that. Or
what are you talking about?
What is it they think they put in the not acid, sorry. I didn't mean acid. It was something they put something in the water, they say, that pacifies
fluoride.
They put fluoride, but I swear there's something else. I think it's like all the antidepressants in the water makes us really placid or something.
It's not working, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is. I think antidepressants, we piss out the chemicals because they don't get developed. You know what I mean? Like when you take antidepressants.
Like well, are you talking about like chemtrails and stuff?
No.
The same sort of idea where they pump stuff out to keep everyone placid.
Something like that, yeah.
Right.
But I think it's like, the conspiracy theory goes that...
Right, the one you're making up right now.
With antidepressants... No, honestly. With antidepressants. Someone told me this. It was like...
Right.
That it doesn't get completely broken down by your body, so you
comes out in your waste, and our waste system doesn't filter that stuff out, so it gets turned back over in the water we drink, and that pacifies us more.
How
because
have we got to this? Is this you're saying that you would like this to happen?
No, no. This is a conspiracy theory. This is a tangent.
So you're saying there's so many people on antidepressants now, and some of them chemicals, after they pass through our body, come out in our urine, and they're all in the waterways, and because we recycle our water, that chemical can't actually be filtered, so it keeps coming back around. So we're all on each other's antidepressants, and the more people get depressed.
In a very micro way, but I wouldn't say they get more depressed, I'd say they get placid.
And it's enough to pacify everyone. I don't believe it.
I mean, this is just a conspiracy theory.
If
I don't believe it.
If they filter out my wee-wee to make it drinkable again, they can filter out some antidepressants.
Well, I mean, have you tested the water to see what chemicals are in it? I don't know. I haven't done it. I'm not saying yes or no, but I'm saying maybe.
I've not done it.
I've not tested my water supply.
I'm still not used to the northern water.
No?
Is it nice and soft?
It's really soft. It's too soft. I miss the chalk.
I don't think I can taste it.
Soft is great, isn't it? Can't you get a really nice kettle?
Yeah, like it doesn't chalk up the kettle, but I do sort of miss that chalky taste of the water. The water tastes a bit... I'm still not used to the taste after 4 months, 5 months.
What does it taste like?
It's too soft. It's like air.
What is soft? I don't know.
It's like I'm not drinking anything.
That's amazing.
It lathers up too much.
Yeah, that's... Laurie said that.
Mate, you've got no hair anyway.
No, I know. I just cut it all because I didn't like all the lather in.
Oh, what a palaver.
Hey. So anyway, the asteroid's hitting and we're going to die in October.
Where's it going to hit?
I mean, basically...
That was the original question. Is it going to hit anywhere near?
Even though the asteroid will most likely miss Earth this year, there's a chance it might hit the planet in the future. So now they're backtracking. This whole article is really ridiculous because it says at the top, October, right? And then you go down and I'll show you the picture that it shows. And this is a ridiculous picture.
Right.
Okay, that. Yeah. And then so it's a big asteroid hitting the Earth with a big splash bubble coming
off. It's
like
a stock photo.
And then underneath it says, the caption is, will an asteroid impact Earth in September? So
it's just they're just pondering. Will it?
Which is it? In September, though. October, September...
Well,
it's not. If they can't get their facts straight on an article, then
what website is it?
IBT, IB Business Times or something.
IBS.
If you found out it's hitting, you know, say Utah, would you then try and get to the opposite place on the globe where that is, so you're as far away from the blast as you can be?
It depends how bad it was going to be.
Because I feel like it doesn't. If it's that big, it doesn't matter where you are, right?
This comes down to the if a nuclear bomb is going to hit London, would you drive into it to save yourself from the horrific?
Yeah, I think I would go to where the asteroid's going to hit. Like, let's see it coming. Sure. Let's do this.
Yeah,
like Woody Harrelson on 2012?
I've never watched 2012.
It's a terrible film. Never watch it.
I think you've told me that on the podcast before.
Oh, no.
We're repeating ourselves. You
managing
we're in a loop.
To find it.
No, good luck. Fuck knows. We've got too many episodes for me to remember stuff like I used to.
Only 120.
That's too many. It was like about 80 was the point where I was like, I can't remember the stuff anymore.
No. But I probably have. The amount of shit I say to both of you is ridiculous.
And it's all on record.
Yeah.
It's all recorded digitally. Forever.
So we might die in September, we might die in October, we might die...
It's too far away.
And during natural courses.
A week is enough that you would be able to quit, take whatever money you've got left and just go and enjoy your last week.
Yeah, what do you want to do for your last week? Cool. Yeah, October's too far. Don't tell me. If I'm going to die in October, don't tell me till like the last week of September.
It's awkward as fuck, isn't it? It's like planning the sweet spot of... Yeah. Not enough time. What about 3 years? What about that time?
Oh, too long again.
That's way too long. October's too long. 3 years? Nah.
That is way too long.
Although, I suppose, then at least I'll have had. I might be able to reap the benefits of my degree for a little bit. Actually, no, hey, wait a minute. If it was September, I'd be well pissed off because I'd be like, well, great. What was the point in...
You never finished it.
All those essays I handed in.
So close.
It's not about the result, man. It's about the journey.
Is it? I've been talking of studies. I've been learning about Shakespeare this week, guys.
Oh, yeah?
And
do you know he didn't write all his plays?
Well, I've got a bit of a shocker for you, right? Mm-hmm. After all my slagging, I actually think Shakespeare's pretty great.
Oh, really?
I'm all like turned around and I'm like, oh, yeah, mate, he's pretty fucking great. I love this guy.
You are such a Poindexter.
Give me an example.
He's good. I've been reading some of his soliloquies and I'm like, oof, that's good.
Mrs. Sayer is going to be well upset that you're only just getting into him now.
What does he do well? Like, I want to know because I can't get into the mindset.
Writes in a way in which you can infer your own context upon what he's writing. Like, depending on the context in which it's being performed or who's performing it or the way you're reading it or however, you can infer different meaning from it. And it's very clever to be able to do put that amount of ambiguity in something and have it conform to his writing style and fit into the pentameter and things like that. It's just really good. Really good stuff. You know, breaking news, Shakespeare, it's a good writer.
Jeez.
All the classics. I love Mozart, Beethoven, they're considered the best.
So I went to see... Did I tell you I went to see Ian McKellen at the theatre?
No, you didn't.
I went to see Ian McKellen at the theatre.
What did you see, though? You didn't just see him. It wasn't just a night with Ian McKellen. This is your life.
No, it was. It was.
It was, really?
So it was just like a one-man show, yeah.
Where? In Aylesbury?
Yeah, Waterside in Aylesbury, yeah.
Just a one-man Ian McKellen show. What was he doing?
So it wasn't like a show. So it was just him, like, anecdotes and stories. And, like, he started off... like reading Lord of the Rings, and you're like, oh god, please don't just do this.
Read the whole thing. You've got to climbing at the walls to get out.
Oh my god!
Locked all the doors.
The doors are locked.
But we so obviously he's proper old school thespian.
Yeah,
I'm going somewhere with this, I promise. Very good.
Cut that. Cut that.
But he wasn't mic'd up. He didn't have a microphone, which was fine. And he was obviously, I could still hear
booming.
Him right at the back, and I could still hear what he was saying, except for anyone rattles their packet, I couldn't hear anything.
Oh.
Like,
no.
And coughing and stuff like that.
Bad form to rattle your packet in the theater.
I don't know. But then he did, his whole second act basically was Shakespeare.
Right. And you were like, oh god.
And he started and he got them all out, all the different plays, and he put them in the genre. So he's like, these are the tragedies, these are the comedies, these are the like farcical, crazy ones. And
I don't think I like the comedies. I don't think they're very funny.
No, neither do I.
It's just a lot of like, whoopsie daisy. Like, yeah. You know. I think I like the tragedies.
But because it was so quiet in the theatre. Like, he started off, he was like, someone call out a Shakespeare play, and someone will go, Romeo and Juliet, and he go, Romeo and Juliet, and then find it, and then act out a monologue from that play, which was good. But after about three, I turned to Rachel, and I said, how many of these have we got to sit through? And the woman behind me, she went, I think you've come to see the wrong thing if you don't like Shakespeare.
Did he get angry and go, you know, he's not even real?
Yeah.
You weren't wearing one of our 400 years of lies t-shirts, were you?
Oh my god, you should have. That would have been fucking brilliant.
I didn't realise we were going to be talking about Shakespeare at my lecture on Saturday, otherwise I would have definitely worn that.
Yes.
Oh man. But yeah, he did Shakespeare. I hated it. It was just, oh man. I'm sure I'd appreciate the language if I could just study the language, but we're just
Reading it and just studying like soliloquy at a time, I was like, that's really good. I still think I would struggle actually sitting there watching like a whole performance. But
did you soliloquily enjoy it?
I soliloquially enjoyed it, yeah.
Terrible.
Anyway, guys, the next story I've got, right?
Oh, this
is the big one. This is the main reason people were like begging. They were begging for weird news. Please. Right,
this
talk
better
about
be good.
This. Well, you've seen it. It's that stupid video, which I was like, why does everyone keep sending me this? The fucking Dobby video.
That piece of shit.
I can't believe that people are like, look at this, isn't it weird? It's like someone just put a CG Dobby on a fucking car park and was like, I can't believe it, what is it? What do you mean, what is it?
I hate it. It doesn't matter what it is, it's obviously doctored.
Yeah. Oh, it just so happens that aliens look exactly like CG Dobby.
Yeah, exactly. Buying none of
it. Every time you say Dobby, all I can think of is Dobby from Peep Show.
She was in my studies as well, like last week.
No way.
Really? Izzy, whatever her name is.
Izzy Sooty.
Yeah. Because I had to study like the language of comedy, and she was one of the people that did some of the interviews for my OU course.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sick.
But anyway, the video. Dobby thing. We're talking about Dobby from Harry Potter, not from Peep Show. You guys have seen it, right?
It's just the worst. Yeah, and it's the way it does, like this kind of like jovial dance at the end of the driveway.
It just walks past.
The whole thing is so stupid.
I mean, I'm going to name this episode after it because it's the one that everyone wants us, but we're not actually going to spend much time talking about it. I've got sort of like a one-word statement for it, which is rubs.
Yeah, absolute rubs, mate. Stinks of rubs.
Tis, have you actually seen it?
What? The Dobby thing? Yeah, I've seen it.
What?
It was ridiculous.
Just the thing Hamlet. We've been talking about for the last 5 minutes.
Sorry, no, what? I was listening. I didn't hear for like about 10 seconds while I was touching my hair.
You just didn't weigh in if you'd actually seen it.
Yeah, no, I have seen it.
Your hair.
It's ridiculous.
It's nonsense. Yeah, I can't believe that people were even. I can't believe it went so viral. It was everywhere. We had so many people send it to us, just like.
Yeah.
I don't think this is real. No offense to anyone that sent it to us, but it's rubs.
No offense to anyone who thinks it's real.
And most people that sent it to us, I just said rubs, and they were like, yeah, it is. I was like, well.
It is total rubs.
Absolute ball bag. Some people just want you to know that you've seen it, like this thing exists.
Yeah, so there we go.
Lovely. Well, Dobby, there we go. So that was that.
The Dobby video is rubbish. Sorry, it's rubs. Rubbish.
Absolute rubs.
Absolute rubs, and but thanks for bringing it to our attention. Not that I needed anyone to, because it was fucking everywhere.
Yeah, it was just I saw it on Twitter about 4 times.
Yeah, for like the next like 2 or 3 days, I kept seeing it come up. I was like, people. Anyway,
Tiss has been brushing his hair for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah. So I had to. I was putting my fingers through it, and it was just horrible. So I had to put a brush through it.
Okay.
So nice. I'll put the Tartlers episode Dobby's loose, but but that's all I've got to say on the Dobby vid.
Yeah.
Beefy, what else have you got?
So I did have I've kind of been toying with the idea of talking about this. There's been new footage released
of Dobby
of Dobby porn.
Oh god. It's like if you cut the start bit, we can't use any of this either. It's the worst.
I feel like I'm going to have to just leave everything in.
Just heavily beep it.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. Like, I think I'm going to do a lot of like beeps, and then the bit of me saying I'm going to have to beep that, or I'm going to have to cut that.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
New footage of Area 51, what looks like a test flight.
Right.
But it's not very interesting. It's basically the sort of, you know, when we look at alien videos.
Like that you preface your story with, it's not very interesting.
No, this is why I'm not going to talk about this one.
Oh, okay.
But I just thought at least I like, mention it's on the internet. Go look for it. It's just like a flying disc above Area 51, but they're probably just doing some test on something. It's pretty boring.
Right.
But one thing I have found.
It's where that Dobby alien came from.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's what I was doing, like some. Anyway, I found a lot of stuff today that was referencing episodes that we've done before, and this kind of this holds on to a lot of stuff that we've talked about. So this is I'm just going to read out the title, okay? So, End of the World, Artificial Intelligence to Pave Way for the Antichrist, Shock Claim.
Oh.
That
is like mashing up like some topic, like multiple different topics that we've discussed.
Exactly. Brings together quite a lot of stuff. Artificial intelligence is sent by the Antichrist and will be the beginning of the end. Christian conspiracy theorists have sensationally claimed. There is a video here, which is actually a TED Talk.
this video. I haven't watched it, and I'm not going to watch it, but it's on the it's on the Express website. So if you go express.co.uk, there's this TED Talk. It's just underneath the headline.
All these news stories I'll put on the blog anywhere if people want to read them in full.
So if you want to read it, then but I can imagine what he's going to talk about. It's, you know, the danger of AI, and if we give it too much power and too much existence in our life, then it, you know, is going to increase the risk, isn't it? So this is, I mean, that's probably what this TED Talk is going to talk about. But the shock claim comes after a recent survey found that a quarter of Europeans, and I can kind of see where they're going with it, I suppose, a quarter of Europeans would welcome an AI leader to replace politicians who, according to respondents to the survey, are doing a bad job.
Well, yeah, it depends who your politician is, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and then over across Europe, there's some pretty shoddy politicians. Yeah,
there's also some incredibly good ones that I wish that we had, but
well, yeah, kind of. They're all pretty bad. On that note,
pretty much, like the only countries that have good governments is like to an extent.
Have you seen also this made me laugh. So on Twitter today, so the tree, there was a friendship tree planted at the White House between Macron, the French president, and
I'm gonna have to beep that, talking to beeps.
It died today.
Oh.
This tree. So which makes me feel like they didn't water it. That's, you know. anyway,
that seems intentional.
Certain Christians have taken this as a sign, not myself, by the way, I'm not including myself in this, have taken this as a sign that the end of the world is near and believe the Antichrist will masquerade as artificial intelligence.
Conspiracy, I'm going to edit it in a way that is like you saying you do.
Beef claims.
Yeah. End of the world is near.
And that is one, mate. Me, right? That is definitely my opinion.
You guys can do one.
Mr. Simpson, no!
Got that sweet can. Sweet, sweet, sweet can. Stop it, Mr. Simpson. You're getting too close. Mr. Simpson, no! Dramatization. May that have happened.
Somebody had to take the babysitter home. Then I noticed she was sitting on her sweet can. I grab her sweet can. Oh, just thinking about her can. I just wish I had her sweet, 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 sweet can.
So, Mr. Simpson, you admit you grabbed her can. What do you have to say in your defense? Mr. Simpson, your silence will only incriminate you further. No, Mr. Simpson, don't take your anger out on me. Get back, get back! Mr. Simpson, no! Dramatization may not have happened.
Oh, God. Oh, my life.
Too much
basically
Simpsons.
A Simpsons podcast.
I would love to do a Simpsons podcast.
Matt Groening should give
There's
us money.
There's already two amazing ones. There's no room for any more.
What, do they watch every episode and comment on it as it goes?
One of them does that, and that's amazing. I listen to it every week. Yeah.
What's the one which does the episodes? Because I fancy
it. It's called Talking Simpsons.
Talking Simpsons, cool. Amazing. On the note of AI, by the way, have you finished your point, Beef, on the AI?
Not quite.
Okay, sorry. Soon. Go on.
No, it's cool. So essentially, which we've talked about, these conspiracy theorists that like to take the end of the world and project it onto any new story they find.
Mm-hmm. Like you.
Yeah. So they point to a passage in the Bible which suggests that the Antichrist is going to rule the world in a form which humans can, like, trust. But the quote they're taking is from Revelation chapter 13. It says, "Because of the signs, it was given power to perform on behalf of the first beast. It deceived the inhabitants of the earth. It ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived." So there's a lot of context which is missing here. "The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that the image could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed." I mean, it's pretty vague. But
it always is. It has to be vague, otherwise no one... Like, you're never exactly. going to get anything so specific. It's always vague.
No. The Apostle Paul also said that in the last days, people will find themselves in, like, perilous times, and that the world would become more depraved in its thinking and actions.
Do you think so that we're more depraved now?
What, than in history?
Because I don't think we're the most depraved as we've been.
No, I don't think so.
People used to literally kill people in order to, like...
Yeah.
Settle their differences.
I think our angst is the fact that we now understand that we could make it better and we don't.
I think a lot of the angst actually comes from, like, the world is getting more tolerant, but people are like, oh, it's not quite there. And it, like, frustrates them, like, we're so close.
Yeah.
But we're still
on the
there.
One side, it's like... Hurry up, we need to get to that point quicker.
Yeah.
And on the other side, it's like people are like, hold on, I don't want to have to change again.
Yeah.
Like, some people just get used to being a certain way.
Yeah, it's like equality is more prevalent than it used to be. So now it's like, oh, okay, we're getting there. Can we just get there already so we can just actually progress, like, properly?
Yeah. No, I would say the opposite. I'd agree with you guys. I think we're... Ethically, morally, we're light years ahead of where, and I think it's, I think we're not too far off. You know, we've still got some way to go. But when I think about the generation that Joel is going to grow up in, it's quite exciting, really.
Yeah, we talked about it a bit with Rev Pete Laws in the episode we did with him, and he was like, you know, it's as much as people complain, like, they've actually got it better than we've ever had it before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then that's why it's so much more disappointing when things like, I'm going to have to do a bit of beep in there because these are words we don't like to use, and things take place. It's more disappointing because it's like, oh, we're coming so far, and then we have these huge steps in the wrong direction.
Yeah. What do you guys think about AI? Does it scare you? Does this idea of...
What I will say about AI is that I want to do a big discussion episode on AI at some point. Yeah,
it's too big.
It's
to cover
it's
right
too
now.
Big. Yeah, it's like that'll be like a bit with reality where it's like a 2-hour banger. That'll be AI. So like there'll be a lot to talk about that, I think.
But the idea of you can see it happening. You can kind of see where people are thinking. They're like, well, we can't trust humans to make decisions to benefit the country we live in. So why don't we just trust the computer system, which might have its best? But then it's like comes down to the whole iRobot.
I, for one, welcome our AI overlords.
AI is too much of a tempting fruit to not bite. Imagine being able to basically calculate all of those hard things. Like, I think I saw an advert for Microsoft AI, and it's like used in farming, and it literally measures everything outside, and there's no limit to the amount of probes and sensors you can put out on it. And, like, it can tell you what to plant, when, soil density, pH levels. It can monitor it all. It's basically a brain with unlimited inputs.
But that's the point of iRobot, isn't it? The whole point of iRobot was that even though we might have artificial intelligence and we trust its existence... It's still going to make decisions that people would disagree with. It's still going to make decisions.
Well,
like Sonny saves Will Smith.
They can't like program an AI to do everything though. Like, I think we think AI is better than it is because you still can't program an AI to solve Tetris.
No.
Like Tetris is like a computer can't beat Tetris. Like it needs the human element.
But AI
because it's too unpredictable.
That's interesting because I would say I've heard contrasting things to that.
It could do like. Chess or whatever, but an AI can't solve like Tetris.
So I've heard that in the leap in AI, they didn't think that they'd be able to make an AI beat a chess master, like a grandmaster in chess.
Okay, like so chess is one of those as well. There's some things where like you can't do an AI can't do it.
But this is where I've heard contrasting things because have you ever heard of the game Go, which is like really big in
Pokemon Go.
The East. No, no. It's like a game that's really way more complex than chess.
Right.
I think it's something like there's literally infinite amounts of ways. Two games will never be the same, ever. It's like so unique, everything. And there's a lot of human element to it and things that we didn't think robots or AI would be able to crack so quick. And now we're at the point where we've got an AI which can beat all the top players in Go, which they thought was maybe never possible, possibly 15 years off, something like that. This is the acceleration that's happened.
Well, don't quote me on anything, because I'm like, obviously we say stuff like, I heard this, I heard that, no sources or anything.
Yeah.
We're not that sort of podcast, it's more opinion. But the Tetris thing, I heard that on another podcast, a video game podcast I listened to that literally came out last week. And it was about the history of Tetris, because I'm a cool guy and I listen to them podcasts. And they were saying about how a computer still can't beat Tetris. And that was like a well-researched podcast from like this week. But then I don't know where their sources are, so I might just be, you know, passing on a falsity
again and again. Tetris is a kind of, I would say that's a different kind of game, isn't it? It's not like totally logic, it's strategy, so maybe it's a different kind of intelligence.
Hmm.
Uses a different part of your brain, I don't really know. But it's like when you see the videos of AI, people building robots, and they're always jumping on boxes. Like, if I own a robot, I'm not going to need it to jump on a box, ever.
What do you want it to do? You had a robot, what do you want it to do?
Don't know. Just, like, keep the house tidy.
I wouldn't live with a robot.
Tis, you have a robot, what do you want it to do?
I wouldn't live with a robot, period.
No, but you do. You do have one. So
yeah, you've got one. What do you want it to do? Everyone has a robot put into their home. What do you want yours to do mainly?
You have to have one.
We literally have to.
Beef wants his to clean up. Want yours to...
How intelligent is this robot?
Really intelligent.
As intelligent as you want it to be.
Oh, shit. Okay. I needed to organise.
I love this. You have to have one or the man's going to come with a gun and kill you.
I'd get it to play the stock market then.
Oh, okay.
Spend all day playing the stock market. And when it ran out of money, it'd leave the house and steal it from a nearby wherever.
I'd fuck mine.
It dipped so low so quick. Went from Beef's well-intentioned sort of clean the house robot to... I want money, I want to fuck it.
I knew someone was going to mention that.
Get curious, though, wouldn't you?
I'm just glad that for once...
A sex robot.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, that's the first thing that people will try and do to it. Joking aside, that is the first thing that a lot of people will try and do to their robot.
Have sex with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it? How many guys are getting their dick ripped off when they ask a robot to give them a hand job and it was too firm because it's a robot hand?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not going to be the one who tests it.
No. I'll be the next one after that.
Yeah. Once they've ironed out those wrinkles, I'll give it a go then. I don't want to be the first man on the moon. Anyway, we're basically doing our AI discussion episode now.
Yeah. I draw the line at those boxes that talk to you and sort stuff out for you. You know, Alexa and the like.
Google. Do you have one of them?
My parents have two. They have Google... Right. The Google one.
And, isn't that Alexa?
No. Alexa's Amazon, is it?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Every time I go in, I say, Alexa, are you recording me right now? And say it to Google as well. And they both have this sort of reply where it's like, we only record from the time you say the hot word.
Yeah, bullshit.
And I said, I don't believe you. And they said, I'm sorry about that. So
yeah, I can imagine you, as soon as you walk into your parents' house, you're being like antagonistic straight away. Alexa, I'm just going to prove a point about AI to my parents now. The moment he steps in, they're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I shouted up from the living room like, hey, Alexa, fuck you.
What does she say to that?
Fuck knows. I was downstairs. I'm not listening to robots.
Well, Siri is on your phone. Siri does the same thing.
But I turned Siri off. Siri doesn't exist on my phone.
She's still listening to you, mate.
Yeah.
Definitely is.
Oh, no, definitely.
We're definitely getting listened to. I literally
spoke... We're being recorded right now, so I would hope
I literally spoke at work the other day about how, like, I was worried about getting done for... And we were sort of talking about it at work. mainly joking. Literally the next day, I got one of those spam calls through where it's like, this is the we are investigating. And it's like, it wasn't the it was a spam call, but that's too coincidental for it to not be like, my conversation was listened to and now they're trying to get me with that paranoia.
Yeah.
And that's just like my phone's in my pocket.
That's mental.
And I'm like, they're definitely listening to me.
So no one agrees with me. I hope you guys will. Okay. I think there's a real market for phones with modular things. So you can switch the camera off manually. You can switch the microphone off manually. So when you get a call or when you use them, you can turn them on and then use them. But you can turn them off for like the 90%.
They're never going to release that.
But that would be great, right?
Oh, it would, but they're never going to do it because they want everyone to buy into this future. The guy I work with is literally like, oh, I love it. I want everyone listening to me. They're catering the ads to my taste. And he like totally buys into it. He's like, I love this new world. I love like, oh, I only see ads that are relevant to me now. And I'm like, yeah, but they're listening to you. He's like, I don't care. He has like an app where he just tells them things about himself and they like pay him pennies for information about himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's a really sound guy, and I'm just like, I'll have to cut it because I know he actually listens to the pod. He's like the only guy I work with who listens to the pod.
No. It sounds mad.
He might actually like me leaving it in because he finds it funny that I like shake my head at him doing that stuff. Mike, stop it. Stop giving them your information.
Yeah.
We all do it. We all do it. Don't we?
But we don't all do it intentionally.
We are complicit, but we don't agree with it, I guess.
Well, I might give Alexa my credit card details.
So, have you heard that they brought a bird back from extinction?
Yeah.
The dodo.
That's the one I thought you were going to go with earlier, but when you talked about like dinosaurs and extinction and shit, I was like, oh, I know where you're going. Because posted about this weeks ago.
I posted this on Twitter, which is why I was like, oh, we've already talked about this, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mental, isn't it? I didn't even know that was possible.
So, what the brief summary is, a bird that went extinct 136,000 years ago has come, quote, back from the dead after evolving again. The last surviving flightless species of bird in the Indian Ocean, a type of rail, has been around from...
You guys have cut out.
Oh, hello.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Bobby's gone.
Bob's gone, yeah.
Oh, no. Bobby, can you hear us?
No. Can Bob hear us? Nod if you can hear us. No, he can't hear us. Oh, God. Beef, did you know we were literally talking about like privacy and stuff, right? So my VR headset is made by Facebook and there's like four cameras on the front of it. It's like bait as fuck. It's like proper...
Oh,
camera central.
Zuckerberg's got the wall.
I put it facing the TV, like it, so it's like facing like a definite.
Yeah,
boundary.
Turn it away from the wall. It might have seen like your willy or something.
No, I haven't been naked in front of it, and I never will be ever.
Well,
ever. Zuckerberg is not getting any of this.
sweet ass.
Yeah, none of it. It's so much fun though. It's so ridiculously fun because it's like a standalone thing, so you just can turn it on. It's got like a guardian thing, so you draw on the ground the area of the floor that you want to play in that's free, that's like no stuff in it, and then like literally you're into it and you can just open the games, and the games are really fast loading, and I just play for like 20 minutes at a time or half an hour maybe, and it's just like you can just jump in and play a really immersive fun game and they just jump back out.
Hey, you're back.
Here you go.
Oh yeah, we were talking about the extinct bird, weren't we?
Right, anyway, back on topic. So I lost the link. We had a bit of technical difficulties there. I'll put the link on the website, but basically they bought an extinct bird back from the... Well, they didn't do it. It happened in nature. Extinct bird back from the dead.
It wasn't like a mammoth thing. They didn't do it in a lab. It happened by nature.
It's basically a theory that scientists have been contemplating for a while. Like, is this possible in nature? Like, you know, evolution splitting into two, one side dying off and the other actually coming back and whatever. And it happened, and it's quite amazing that this bird is unextinct.
What animal, and don't say dinosaurs because that's too obvious, what animal would you bring back?
A small dinosaur.
If you could evolve another extinct animal.
I can bring a dinosaur. I don't want to bring, oh, like a dodo probably because they're funny looking.
Yeah. Or like a saber-toothed tiger.
No, that's dangerous. Why would I want to bring that back?
It'd be fun.
What's it going to do? Kill everything?
No, what's it going to kill? It's not going to kill like something bigger than that.
Wolves.
Wolves are massive. Do you have any idea how big wolves are?
A saber-toothed tiger will kill a wolf.
Probably.
Yeah.
Do you know how big polar bears are as well?
Oh, they're massive. Bears in general terrify me. Just all bears.
Yeah, bears are mental, aren't they?
They're huge.
Can we just jump back to AI for 2 seconds? Because this is mental. This is literally mental.
Don't burn all of our AI cast, but yeah, go on.
This is a new, no, because I'm burning the same story, and it's not right, a new. Okay. It's. Oh my god. Okay, so this Alpha Go program, it beat the best Go player in the world, and right. Then after it repeatedly beat the best Go players in the world, it played the Go, the Chinese board game Go.
Right. Yeah.
Board game. It's not board game. What is chess a board game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay, fair enough, it is a board game. I just relegated it to, like, fucking Buckaroo and shit.
Buckaroo.
That's more of a board game than Buckaroo.
Pop-up pirate.
So, anyway, they repurposed the AI and let it... This is with no human interaction. It taught itself chess. So it introduced it to the idea of chess. Within 4 hours, it beat the best player of chess in the world in a 100-game matchup. It drew or won every game.
I would expect that.
It taught itself the game in 4 hours and beat the best person in the world.
Anything less, I'd be disappointed. I'd be like, yeah, you're a computer. That's cheating.
I'm with Beef on that
one. It's like, it could probably learn any instrument. Like,
no, but
yeah.
But that's the thing, like AI is nearly there then, right? Because if it can do that, it's like, shit.
Yeah, but then, so why are they making all these robots jumping on boxes? I'm not interested in that. Beat me at chess.
It's, you know, the hardest thing, this is actually what I've been studying as well. We're burning that AI cast, but it is like teaching them to communicate is actually the hardest thing because human language is so complex. You can't just teach it with an algorithm. It's like the most complex thing. That is just inherent with us in terms of communication. Anytime you actually talk to a machine, it doesn't feel normal. It's like pulling from a preset list of responses rather than thinking its own thoughts. Everything that we string out could be like is an original thought. It's not pulled from a book of Simpsons quotes. Do you know what I mean, though? Like actually teaching it, that's like the biggest stumbling block is actually teaching English to an AI.
Yeah.
If they actually tried, they've tried to teach one from scratch and it's just like develops so slowly, even compared to like a child. They try to develop it as a child and teach it like you would teach a child, and a kid will learn like that because it's inherent to us. It's part of being human is communication and language. But a machine, you know, they've been teaching it for years and it's still just like barely can tell the difference between like a ball and a triangle and stuff like that.
It's pattern recognition, isn't it? Yeah. At language, I guess. It's just a different type of pattern. It's like funny mouth noise patterns.
Yeah.
It's bizarre how we can humanize the voice. Almost like the outside world can't humanize it, can't understand it in the same way as us, because it's just like inherent in us to understand it. Like on a different level, I guess.
But Bobby, did you finish your extinct bird thing?
I think I'm done with the bird thing, and I think we don't need to go on more about AI. I think we can save the AI stuff.
Bird brains. It was more because the AI, we were touching on it being about games, AI playing games, and that's mad. It taught itself chess and beat the best player in the world at chess. That's crazy.
Have you got any other stories you guys are desperate to get out?
So one that... And again, I tweeted this a couple of weeks ago. Uh-huh. Is the whole Virgin Galactic thing?
Oh yeah, I didn't know what you're talking about then, but I remember now. Yeah, go on.
And they're now advertising, so you can start buying tickets to go into space from next year.
So because we were talking about Twitter, we were like, get on it You know, Weird Tales listeners, get that support coming in. We'll do an episode live from space.
That would be amazing.
But don't you think it's insane that we were talking about this a couple of years ago on probably another Weird News? Because Elon Musk was talking about it.
Elon Musk.
Walrus Tusk.
Who's Elon Tusk?
I don't know.
I
think you just made him up. But we talked about going to space on SUV to Mars. That was...
That is
when that conversation came up.
Yeah.
That is the famous episode.
But now it's actually possible.
Yeah.
Is they've done it. I thought that it might take a bit longer than that. But they actually have... So I've got some information here as to what's required of you, apart from loads of money, to be able to do this.
Right.
So you obviously have to prove that you're physically able to endure being on the International Space Station.
I'm not.
I thought you said physically able to enjoy being on the... like, just some miserable bastards just don't get in. Like, no.
They have to test if you will appreciate the magnitude of what you're doing.
If you've got shit patter, you're not coming on the trip. I'm not sitting in space for that long with someone with no patter.
No patter fast.
It's more to do. So they do like the G-force tests, and you've got to prove that you're in the right physical condition, because they, you're up there for a few days.
Jesus wept.
Or from a few days to.
It's just whatever. Not natural. It's not natural.
I get scared on a plane still. When I'm on a plane, I'm still like, this isn't right. Let alone space.
I would totally go.
I know, that's why we're going to send you as our reporter from space.
Yeah, so, okay, I'll just go on my own then.
It's a lot of money though, isn't it?
Wouldn't you be curious? Wouldn't you want to see
total it? Total waste of resources.
How much is it for like one ticket? 150,000?
No, it's like 25 grand a night.
I thought it was like 80, I thought it was more.
Oh, I don't know, maybe, I'm not sure.
Because one of our Twitter followers was saying, you know, £1 from each listener and you'll get up into space, and I was like, yeah, not even one of us would get up into space.
Yeah, I can't remember. It was a lot of money. I might fancy it. Not like the first one. Like I said on SUV to Mars, I'm not going to be...
If someone bought me a ticket for it, I would sell it instantly without even a second thought.
Yeah, me too.
No, I'll go up there, mate.
That's a deposit. That's a mortgage.
Yeah,
I need that. I need a mortgage.
Yeah, I can go and see the blackness of the abyss, or I could just stay on this planet, because that's where you're going to come back to after anyway, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
You're going to go up there and then come back for that much money.
If it goes well.
What if give it a few years and it depreciates in value?
Well.
It's not like a used car. The ticket doesn't have miles on it.
You drive the spaceship off the forecourt and it already goes down in value.
The SUV.
Right. No, I just mean it's like when you buy a new games console, people start to get bored of it after a few months. After a while, people get bored of going into space, and Virgin Galactic could be like £20 return.
That's it. Just wait a couple of years.
Cheaper than a ticket to Newcastle on the train.
Yeah.
Trains are expensive, man. Trains are more expensive than planes.
There'll be a news article, like the planes one, it'll be like, it's cheaper to have a return from the moon to land in Madrid than it is to get a direct Eurostar or something. That will be a future weird news story.
It's so much cheaper for me to fly to like pretty much any European destination than get the train down to Milton Keynes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane.
And thank God.
Wow, so that's done. My only last thing was that Tom DeLonge's UFO thing.
He's got evidence. He's got a video that's shocking, right? But no one's actually seen it yet.
This is all bullshit.
Oh, no. They're in debt.
Oh.
They're in like severe
debt. Oh, so that's
debt.
A bit of a coincidental time. He's just gone into massive debt on it, and he's just found this video that's going to blow our minds.
$37 million in debt.
What, sorry, how much?
$37 million dollars.
At what point right, so I go over my overdraft £7 and I get fucking a slap on the wrist
because that to the stars seemed massive and it just dropped out like a wet fart.
It's terrible, isn't it?
37 million.
Yeah.
At what point did someone go not like at 35 million? Like, mate, I think you've had enough money.
You've got to pay the other lot back,
please. Can you fucking hell? Is that all the hush money he's had to pay to like FBI operatives to stop him from saying that it's bullshit what he's talking about? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Well, I reckon there's going to be a Blink-182 reunion tour again soon.
Yeah, I can feel it. Like the Spice Girls.
37 million. He's not even in Blink-182, is he?
That's what I mean. They're going to get him back. He's going to try and join them again to get some money.
The lead singer of Alkaline Trio is taken over, right?
I know one of the dudes from Alkaline Trio joined Blink for a bit. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, but yeah.
But this is actually on the Telegraph. Telegraph.
37 million. That stumped me because it's like, how can these people get that much money, but we can't get like 20 grand for a mortgage? It's fucking mental.
I know.
I want to get that much in debt.
I would say me having a home is more important than his to the Stars Academy.
Yeah.
Mental. Anyway,
I don't know why I'm surprised, but it just when you hear a story like that, you just
the 37 million is a lot of money.
But it's just like, at what point did they not just go, well, you pay back that and then you can get more? It just
like
just
how
kept
much
going.
This has rattled Tiss.
35 million.
I haven't seen him this animated.
It's Tom DeLonge, though. He really gets me. Tom DeLonge does.
Also, why 35? It's like, you get to 35 million, that's already like too much.
Yes.
35 million.
What amount would you say they should have stopped him, Tiss?
Well, I don't know. The same rules that apply to us, like fucking, I don't know, like £1,000 or something. Whatever he gets. But you've got to measure it by, like, if I ring the bank up and say I want to bankroll a UFO project, they're going to be like, okay, we're going to give you £1,000, and then when you give us a business plan and a return, then you can have more. Nah, mate, you can have 35 mil.
I think he really overestimated how much the people that actually give a shit about UFO conspiracies.
Well, UFOs are bigger than ever now, right? They've made a big comeback.
Are they?
Well, that's what everyone's saying in America.
Is there money in it? Because I'm not seeing it.
Not money-wise, but I'd say popularity. Popularity-wise, UFOs are coming back in a big way, but...
coming back.
Didn't they...
That new Independence Day film bombed, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right, we should start wrapping up.
Yeah.
Tiss, did you have any more?
No.
I've got a couple more, but I'm not that bothered about them. They're not, like, top of the pile.
No.
So, listener of the week. Let's smash this out. Listener of the week, I want to give it to Alice Robbins, who I actually know in real life, but I used to work with Alice when I worked for the brewery down in Berkhamsted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She messaged me the other day. She's been listening to the new episodes, and she gave me this little tidbit, which I thought was really interesting, about zombies.
Right.
She was talking about insects that, can take control of their prey or make them behave strangely and stuff.
Yeah.
And she messaged me, and it said, there's a tick that lives on deer, and if you get bitten by it, you become allergic to meat. So it's like reverse zombification.
This is the secret weapon that vegans are holding back. We're giving you guys a chance to give up willingly. We're developing a dairy one as we speak.
That's mad.
Start with the meat and then...
Work with nature.
So I'd never heard of that, but I thought that was really cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. That's very cool.
Listener of the week.
So thanks, Alice, and thanks for listening. I can't believe you're still listening. But yeah, that's
absolutely
great.
Yeah. Yeah. Very exciting.
So is that... regular listeners, you know all the contact stuff. There's a new way to support us. We're now on Ko-fi or Ko-fi. I've heard people pronounce it either way.
Ko-fi.
Ko-fi.com, where you can basically you just donate £3 at a time, enough for a coffee. It's an easy way to make it like a quick donation, and that really helps out. We've had a few people do that already, so like really appreciate that. That all goes in our little fund, which helps us do cool things, when the opportunity arrives. So yeah, there's a link to that on the website now as well. So if you want to support through Ko-fi, then just go on there and you can donate in like little £3 increments, and that's really helpful. So yeah, best way to find that is to go on the website weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.com and click the link there. On that website, you can also find a way to contact us. You can find other ways to support the show. You can find the blog post, which will have all the news stories that we mentioned this week. There's one for every episode that we do. What's else on the website, guys? I don't even know.
weirdtalesattheunexplainable.com/@theunexplainable.
There's also a link to you can buy our merch. You can buy t-shirts. You can buy that 400 Years of Lies Shakespeare t-shirt that we mentioned if you follow the TeePublic link.
I haven't bought that yet. Is it manufactured in England yet so that I can not have to pay import fees?
It's manufactured in Europe, so the import fees are like way, way less. It's not American import charges.
Thank God. Thank God. I want to buy art from America, but that shit's going to happen on that, right? It's just monetarily, they tax you on the monetary value of what you've bought, right?
I don't know the rules, because some people have got stung on that who have bought our merch from the US before we had the European distributors.
Yeah.
And some people didn't at all. It's like they just pull ones at random and say tax it.
Oh, damn it.
Because I got stung hard. I know you did as well, Tiss. We got stung hard on them imports.
Hard? Yeah, really hard.
We got really stung. I mean, if it wasn't my own merch, I'd be more gutted. But still, I was like, fucking hell. I wasn't even working when I bought them.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
It was a stinger. You could buy that merch and avoid those fees because they now distribute from within Europe as well.
Exactly.
And there's cool designs on there. We don't actually make that much from the t-shirts and stuff, but it's really cool that there's people out there wearing our stuff. And yeah, and you can contact us directly at unexplainableuk@mail.com. We've had so many great emails recently. Like so many.
Yeah, it's been great.
Guys, I had a lot more today, which I'll send you away. Like every day, it's just like messages, emails, tweets. Like that's so many fantastic. People are getting interactive, and it's really amazing. Even if your email is just like, hey, I like the show, it's still like amazing.
Yeah.
So apart from one email, we've enjoyed all of them.
Yeah, I enjoy even the bad ones.
Well, yeah.
I've
also the people listening on Castbox as well. I recently found that website. I didn't know we were on that service. So hi Castbox listeners, because apparently there's a load of you on there as well.
Yeah,
awesome.
And I think that's it. We don't even have outro music on Weird News episodes, so
can I create some?
No, just do the gong.
Okay.
The news gong. Yeah, I do little editing on Weird News. It's my easy edit episodes.
Yeah, I need to make more remixes of our voices into like little...
Well, Tissy, talking of your music, your new track went down really well on the outro to the last episode. Those people enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was really nice. People messaged. That's really amazing. Yeah, I'm glad they liked it. I really liked it, making it and listening to it subsequently.
You wouldn't want to hear my music if I made music.
Beef, I would like you to make some music for us to put on the outro, because I've snuck in my own music from time to time. Tiss's music's been used in there. Tiss's music that me and Tiss made has been used from time to time.
Yeah.
We need a Beef original.
No, you wouldn't want to hear it. I'll make something on GarageBand tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Please, fuck yeah. Actually, please do. Please do.
Do it. Record some of Joel's voice, cut it up into like things and make like a Joel song. Please, that'd be sick.
Yeah, right.
No pressure. He's telling you it is going to be sick. So
it's going to be sick, is it?
Right. Okay. Anyway, weird news. That's it. It's done. See you later. I hope that got everything off of your chest. All the people that have been asking for weird news, we've done it. It'll probably be like another year till we do it again. It's not a regular thing anymore. There is one more thing I wanted to talk about, guys. By the time this episode goes up, we can talk about it now, because as of tomorrow, our contract has expired.
What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. Is it tomorrow?
Yeah, it was the 20th of June 2018 we signed them PDAs.
No, right, wow.
So we can disclose
after that. So by the time this episode goes up, we can say that we were in talks over the last year to develop a Weird Tales TV show.
Yeah.
Which we alluded to a couple of times very sort of slyly on the show. But that's not going ahead. unless rings us tonight to be like, oh,
I completely forgot.
They screen tested us and we are just not material for TV.
No, we had a few, what they called, I can't even remember. I had to put together like a pack of photographs of us and a press pack, and we had a few casting calls and things like that. It was really exciting stuff. It was a really exciting thing for us to go through.
It was exciting, but I'm so relieved it didn't come off.
Actually quite happy. I was talking to Rick about it earlier, and he was like, oh, really? You must be really gutted. I was like, not really. Like, I wasn't that excited about it anyway. It was just a cool thing to do.
Scared as fuck doing it, man. Like, recording a TV show.
Like, none of us have a dream of being on TV.
In the internet age where you can be memed and fucking anything, man. Nah.
I think it'd be funny.
I'd go and hide under a rock.
I mean, if the offer still landed on my lap ever again, because we can take offers from other companies now. Like, if it landed on my lap, I would probably be interested in pursuing it again, but it's not like I'm actively seeking TV.
No.
None of us have got the time to do it.
No, exactly.
No, definitely not. And we're not experts, so it's the whole dynamic is
I
us
think that's
just
what
chatting
would be the fun,
shit.
Fun part of it, though. Like the fact
exactly.
That
look at all the shit that's on TV.
Look at the shit that we put out on this podcast.
Exactly, Oh, TV fucks me up.
Right, there we go. That's weird news done. The next episode is Tiss, and he said it's a banger already. So get your hopes up if you didn't like this one.
Get your fucking hopes up.
As well.
I feel like with weird news, I feel like this is a pure sign of our maturity, I feel like, because we had some laughs and we did some silliness, but this was way more focused than any weird news we've ever done. There was actually some interesting debate. Normally weird news is just us saying a stupid headline and giggling.
I think you're going to go back and edit it and realise that that statement is untrue. You're looking at this episode through rose-tinted glasses already, and that's great. I think I'm talking some absolute drivel today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.